illustrated by Randy Cecil. Beautifully illustrated by Randy Cecil. How am I going to do this? I'm going to do this like this. And here's to you. Here's to the birds, the feather people. Birds. Here's to the woohoo ones, the cock-a-doodle-doo ones, the beasts as red as fire ones, their breasts as red as fire ones, the sitting on the wire ones. Oh, I love the birds. Here's to the fish, the bubble people, fish. Here's to the spiny ones, the river and briny ones, the toothy and the eely ones, the squishy, squishy, feely ones. Oh, I love the fish. Here's to the bears, the hungry people. Bears. Here's to the black ones, the humps on their back ones. Here's to the white ones, the swimming through the night ones. Oh, I love the bears. Here's to the bugs, the leggy people, bugs. Here's to the stingy ones, the weird and wingy ones. Here's to the funny ones, the buzzy making honey ones. Oh, I love the bugs. Here's to the cats, the purring people, cats. Here's to the creeping ones, the get you when you're sleeping ones, the country wild and city ones, the kitty, kitty, kitty ones. Oh, I love the cats. And of course, here's to the dogs, the dreaming people, dogs. Here's to the howling ones, the running, yipping, yowling ones, the go and fetch a stick ones, the lick, 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 lick ones. Oh, I love the dogs. Here's to the cows, the giving people, cows. Here's to the woolly ones, the bonny and the bully ones. Here's to the silky ones, and the buttercream and milky ones. Oh, I love the cows. Here's to the frogs, the singing people, frogs. Here's to the bass ones, the big nothing but face ones. Here's to the little peeping ones, and the lily pad and leaping ones. I love the frogs. Here's to the people. The people, people. People? Here's to the merry ones. The bald and hairy ones. Here's to the mountain. What's so funny? Here's to the Here's to the mom and dad ones. The polka dot and plaid ones. Oh, I love the people. And here's to you. To you, person. You. Here's to the sweet you, to the messy and neat you, to the funny way you eat you, the head to your feet you, the bones and meat you, the total and complete you. Oh, how I love you. The you person, you person, you. Yes, you. I love you.
That I went to see in New York. Well, both. Okay. Both it is. The story begins with Nancy, Sister Nancy, preparing to make her final vows.
She's finding, however, that she no longer is experiencing the fervor that she had when she entered the convent 7 years earlier. She is asking what many of us have been asking when we read the headlines. Gaza, Ukraine, all that's happening in our government. Sister Nancy is asking, where are you? Consolation of being forgiven. You are here.
Yeah.
Between these two songs is the story of Nancy and Tom, how they met and what happened. But it's our story because our son happens to be a playwright. It could be anyone's life. Try to remember when you were 20, the dreams that you had, the plans, what you envisioned your life would be like. Remember all of those twists and turns, the opportunities that surfaced, the disappointments that devastated you, but led to new prospects, the choices and the decisions that you made that opened doors to new adventures. Most of us aren't where we thought we would be, and likely that life has been tested frequently with the question, where are you? And hopefully the reassuring response, you are here. Because regardless of what has transpired between the question and the reply is a search for meaning in the everyday events of our lives. And what gives us meaning? Living out our call, our vocation. And regardless of our career choices, our various roles and activities, we all have the same deepest call to reflect the divine. Just as a breathtaking sunset or detailed beauty on the inside of a flower highlights the Creator, we have the power and the privilege to make God present by listening, caring, responding to need, by being our best selves. Hafiz wrote, "Everything you do is sacred. Now is the time to know that all that you do is sacred. Now is the time to understand that all your ideas of right and wrong were just a child's training wheels to be set aside when you can finally live with veracity and love. Now is the time for the world to know that every thought and action is sacred. This is the time for you to deeply compute the impossibility that there is anything but grace. Now is the season to know that everything you do is sacred." There are things that we can do to help the divine shine through. Perhaps we need to shave off a bit of our ego, let go of our need to be recognized, admired, acknowledged, or appreciated. Maybe we need to sharpen our listening skills, or simply take the time to listen more and talk less. What we need to do to be our best selves is different for each of us, but we can try to eliminate what lies in the way of the divine shining through us. We all have been created in the image of the divine. None of us are perfect, but we are all precious beyond measure, and we are equipped with so many ways to let God shine through us. What a privilege. I have felt God's love from so many of you here. The smiles, the words of encouragement, the cards, the messages, food, rides, even fixing my kitchen cabinets so they don't keep banging when the house is full of people. After prayer and much talk, I have determined that terminated chemo and entered into hospice. It was just delaying the inevitable, with more negative consequences and less benefit each time. This decision means that I will likely, most likely, have much less than 3 months to live. And I have no idea what that journey will be like. Will it be a quick decline, or will I have good days for a while? But I'm reassured that God, to whom I am returning, remains with me, and your love, the divine love shining through you, reminds me of that. Thank you.
Amen. Amen.
and so confident that our God hears our prayers. We lift up these prayers for friends and for our world. We pray this morning for our friend Ken Murray and for all those who suffer with pain and with chronic pain, that they might find comfort, they might find healing and relief from the pain. We pray for Beth Harriman, who is our friend Rob Harriman's mom. She's 93, and she took a bad fall recently, and I believe it was her shoulder that she broke, and so she's been through a tough road, but my understanding is things are looking up. Rob and I have been in touch this weekend, and so I assured him that everyone here would be praying for his mom. Some of you have had the privilege to meet her. She's amazing. Pray for our friend Karen Farbaugh, who will be doing the 60-mile walk this coming week. I think it starts on Friday, and so we want to send our prayers to her and all the walkers. We pray for Mary, for Bill, for John, for the incomprehensible suffering in Sudan, the just horrific violence in parts of Africa. We pray for Susan Goldthwait, who I understand was married in this church almost 50 years ago, and she could use our prayers at this time. I want to pray for everyone who is hungry in our country, a country where there should be no hunger. We pray for them, and we pray that we may find ways to be even more generous with all the resources God has given us, and that something may change, that all people's needs are met with dignity the way they should. No children should be hungry. No elderly should be hungry. So please let us unite our prayers for a resolution to this, that all may live with their needs met. And then on a happy note, some of our folks have celebrated birthdays this past week. I know Denise Kinney, Carol Sherman. Other November birthdays coming up or past? Any other November people? Oh, we got several. That's right. Ada's coming up in a few weeks. Nancy. Well, we thank God for the gift of all of your lives in our lives. May you be blessed. May the year ahead be filled with much good health and peace and joy for each of you. And we thank you for the ways you share your gifts with us. And now, in the quiet of our hearts, let us lift up other prayers we may have. O Holy One, we lift up these many names to you, these concerns for our brothers and sisters, members of our family, our neighbors, and people throughout the world who are in need of your blessing, your love, your hope this day. We pray all of this always in the name of your Son, Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
And now we will take up our morning offering.
Days and even
anything to you. And when you fight the dark of night, I will hold the light, even if it don't mean anything to you. Unconditional. Exciting times, your eyes met mine, like the sun, even then. And this I'll whisper to your sister stars, you wish upon to fix the wrongs that we have done, even then. And if I could burn, if I could turn into a plane for you, gaze into to know that you'd be safe, oh I would. And when we're old and we fold, oh like roses on their stems, oh even then.
Inspire in us the capacity to bless one another and to bless our world with your love. Amen.
Amen.
Please join in our closing hymn in your hymnals.
Number 372. I'm going to play this too because I'm not sure everyone knows it.
Expecting others' obey.
And so before we close, I really want to thank our dear friend Nancy Bancroft for sharing her honest and to her son Andrew Bancroft, who basically we're like among the few special people who've heard these original compositions, right? Michelle, I'd like, before I do the final blessing, to invite you all to extend a hand so we together may bless Nancy, Andrew, and imagine the rest of her family here in blessing with us this morning. Oh God of love, we ask that you please bless our dear friend, your faithful servant, Nancy. Bless Andrew and Christopher and their families. Bless them on this journey. Grant her days of peace. Grant her days of hope. Grant her days of joy. We ask this in the name of your Son, Jesus. Amen. Amen. And now a blessing for all. We have no reason to fear the storms within, nor the storms without, for we, remember this, we are bound together in a strong community of love. And wherever there is love, there is God. May we be a people of enduring vision and hope, renewing the earth with transforming love. May you go out in peace and love. Amen. Amen.
In the peace of God. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. bless you.
Thank you.